Hello and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we continue to work through the Gospels in the book of Matthew today. We're in the Beatitudes, chapter 5, verses 2 through 12. Jesus began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are they who are meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The feeling of salvation resonates deeply in the Beatitudes found in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. These verses outline the characteristics and attitudes that lead to true happiness and blessings in the eyes of God. Each beatitude offers a glimpse into the transformative power of salvation and the eternal rewards that come from living a life in accordance with God's will. One of the most powerful beatitudes that speaks to the feeling of salvation is found in Matthew 5:3, which states, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This verse highlights the importance of humility in recognizing our need for God's grace and salvation. By acknowledging our spiritual poverty and surrendering ourselves to God, we open ourselves up to receiving the ultimate gift of eternal life in His kingdom. The feeling of salvation is also evident in Matthew 5:8, which says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." This verse emphasizes the importance of purity, modesty, and sincerity in our relationship with God. By seeking to purify our hearts and align our desires with God's will, we are able to experience the presence of God in our lives and ultimately see Him face to face in eternity. The Beatitudes in Matthew 5 serve as a roadmap for experiencing the feeling of salvation in our lives. By embodying the attitudes and characteristics outlined in these verses, we are able to experience the fullness of God's blessings and joy of living in His kingdom, both now and for all eternity. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We took Julian back home yesterday as we are in Miami this morning, and we continue to pray for safe travels as I have a dentist appointment this morning at the VA. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue as we continue to pray all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. Its title of this poem is "The Beatitudes, Blessed Are They, Are You?" "And blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Humble and meek, they shall inherit the riches of God's grace given. Blessed are those who mourn and weep, for they shall be reassured. In their sorrow God will keep, and wipe away your tears, rest assured. Blessed are the meek and mild, for they shall inherit the earth, in their gentle spirit reconciled to God's love and eternal worth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice true. Their hearts and souls will be immersed in God's mercy, pure and new. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 10th, 2024, and we're recording this morning at 5:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. We close today at our normal time at 7:11. Oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in Universal Utterings. A friend of mine coined one day, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Good friends, John and Marie, God bless you too as we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. And we'll see you this afternoon, hopefully, God willing, sometime around 5 or more. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name, the only way to enjoy the Beatitudes. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.